Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin. Hadza wa ma kunna nahtadiya min Allah. Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam tasliman katsiran katsiran ma ba'd. A'udzu billahi minasy syaithanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahari la'ayatin li ulil albab. Allazina yazkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we are all human. What we speak, what we read, what we listen to have an effect in our heart and mind. And also the venue where we are in, it has an effect on our thoughts. We are in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many are, it is compulsory for us to have wuzu to read salah. And we all came with the right frame of mind that Friday is a really important day in the life of Muslims. Every day during the time of our five Farz Salah, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, are Mubarak times where we come to the masjid to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we are living in the world, we have our necessities with us. And we need to go to our workplaces or to the shopping centers to do our buying. We've got a shop there. And we who live in non-Muslim countries, we have Muslims and non-Muslims frequenting the marketplaces, the bazaars. And we got no control over the billboards and the advertisements that we display on the billboards, on the electricity, light poles, etc. And there are a lot of un-Islamic activities which are being advertised. And we Muslims, we have the command of Allah and the beautiful Sunnah teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of us all the time. And we see an advert that is calling towards haram, a music festival or some other immoral function, cinemas advertising films, etc. Recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Recite some zikr of Allah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Shaitan, when he tries to mislead people, he said, when the Muslim make the zikr of Allah, they frustrate me. And I cannot mislead people who remember Allah in our lives. I recited a few ayats of the Quran from Para 4, Surah Al Imran, verse number 190-191. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we look at nature, verily Allah created the skies and the earth. In the summer season we see beautiful green trees, beautiful flowers. And even in winter season sometimes we see the snow on the mountain or we see the citrus fruits, etc. So these are all creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is our duty that we receive the creation of Allah, that we praise the creator of the mountain, the creator of the tree and the creator of the plants and whatever good we do, we see. And we living in Durban, we got the ocean in front of us. And we see the ocean. Must think of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when a person comes with ocean full of sins, equivalent to the form of the ocean, which is countless, but they make sincere tawbah, repentance of stopping doing that haram and trying to change their life, Allah will forgive us. So when we see the ocean, one is we recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Azim. Then we recite Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah a few times. Sayyidul Istighfar, Allahumma anta Rabbi, La ilaha illa anta khalaqtani, أنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك وعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبو لك بنعمتك علي أبو بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. Then Allah Ta'ala says the quality of the pious servants, those who remember Allah standing and sitting and climbing and ponder over the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, Our Rabb, we have not created all this in vain. We glorify your purity, so save us from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Now once we recognize the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must also be embedded in our hearts. For example, we are citizens of any country. They have some traffic regulations that at the red robot you must stop. At the stop street you must stop. On the highways they have speed limits 80, 100, 120. And we caught speeding more than that, we get a fine. Now automatically if we see a traffic police, we say, the traffic police is there, I must reduce my speed before I get a ticket. But the traffic police is just one person. But we know it's not only one person, it's the cops who will be supporting the police. And if there may be some violence, then the more police would come on the scene and we could be arrested. And we have to respect a man that is appointed by the government, so that not to be imprisoned and not to be humiliated in front and want to gain. Similarly, we understand the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created us, Allah created everything we see around us. From Nabi Adam alayhi salam till the last Nabi or beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are all the creation of Allah. And Allah sent us into this world to obey His commandments and follow the beautiful sunnah teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gain entry into Jannah. Now the conscience of Allah must be so much in us that when the Muazzin five times a day says, calls out the Azan, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, come to salah, come to success. We leave our busy commitments and respond to the call of the Muazzin. Now whatever good actions that we do, it is for our benefit. We are going to sleep in our own grave. The next verse is beautiful du'as which we must recite, and may Allah accept this du'a from us insha'Allah al-Aziz. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارٍ. Whoever Allah Ta'ala sends the fire of Jahannam, they will be disgraced and humiliated. And the oppressors, when they will be punished in the fire of Jahannam, may Allah protect our iman, they won't find anybody helping them in Jahannam. In this world, we go through some difficulty. Maybe people around us, friends, family members can help us. Or you got a court case, you can go to an attorney or something to fight your case. But a person leave the soil without iman. May Allah protect our iman. A person left the soil without reading the Faras Salah. A person left the soil while committing major sins like adultery, zina, gambling, taking up interest, etc. May Allah protect us. These are all major sins that we need to abstain from. And a person never made tawbah and istighfar, then Allah will send them to hell. The punishment starts in the grave and on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect our iman. And there's a beautiful dua. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. Oh Allah, we ask of your pleasure that he must be happy and pleased with us. And grant us Jannah to those. And protect us from doing such an action that creates your anger and displeasure and be a means of us going to Jahannam. And you must be dua for me also. I'm also a student head today full of sins. And we are all guilty that I'm not practicing 100% my knowledge. My private life is in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What good actions you are doing is also known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself, especially those that are sitting in this masjid listening to my talk. What good actions you are doing, it is known to Allah. I sincerely regard everyone better than myself. And Allah must not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. And sometimes the hypocritical people who give speeches and don't practice. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. You're reminding others to do good, but you're forgetting yourself. It is mentioned in Jahannam, some people will be severe so severely. There will be going around Jahannam and everybody will say, this person used to give us advice and how he is being punished like this. He will say, I gave you advice, but the moment I left your company, I did not practice what I preached. Ended up in zina, in listening to music and being major sins. May Allah protect our iman. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَىٰ. Whosoever out of the fear of Allah abstain from sins, the abode will be Jannah. Let's read the next dua, ayat number 193, Surah Al-Imran, para 4. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيَ يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Oh our Rabb, we have accepted the message of the Nabi. One is those that lived in the time of our beloved Rasulullah ﷺ, the Sahaba. We are plus minus 1,446 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has chosen the group of ulama, the Hufaz of the Quran, who advised, who passed on the true teaching of the Quran and Sunnah to the people of the time. The Sahaba passed it to the Tabi'in. They passed it to the Tabi'in. And till today also we have, I'm an ordinary student, those senior ulama that 6-7 hours of the day teaching Quran and Hadith in the Hifz class and Darus, have love and respect for them. And when they give us advice, they desire Jannah, paradise for us. That is why they give us such advices. So when we accept the message also, ask for sincerity and acceptance. Allah must accept our little good action. And Ya Allah, forgive our shortcomings. Make us repent sincerely from our sins. And give us a death among the righteous and the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know when a person passes away, we recite the Quran and ayat, Ya ayatuha an-nafs al-mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. May Allah grant us respectful death of iman. May Allah grant us death on a Friday in a state of wuzu while doing some good action that is beloved to Allah and beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll mention one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liwabisata, jita tas'alu anil birr wal ism? Qala na'am. فجمع أصابعه فضرب بها صدره وقال استفتي نفسك استفتي قلبك ثلاثا البر ما اطمأنت إليه النفس واطمأن إليه القلب والإسم ما حاك في النفس وتردد في الصدر وإن أفتاك الناس. mention in Ahmad hadith number 18002. even in Darami, once a companion of Rasulullah SAW came to ask Nabi SAW, what are those good actions that will take me to Jannah? And what are those sins that we must abstain from that will take us to Jannah? Our beloved Rasul gave a beautiful reply: the greatest mufti is your own inner conscience and your heart. If you do some good action like reading Salah, reciting Quran, reciting Zikr, makes you feel nice, happy, that's a good amal that will take us to Jannah. But we get those doubtful actions that are close to haram, and you're doing something in privacy, you don't want people to come to know about it. And you know that if somebody comes to know what I'm doing now in the private place, I'll be disgraced and be late. So what triggers your conscience, what you feel guilty about, what you don't want the people come to know about it, those sins you must abstain from. Especially today, you have the social media today, on the cell phones and the televisions and whatever you can think of. The immoral films and the pornography and all those haram websites that are available, may Allah protect our iman and protect everybody's iman.